Translate Bible part is Luke chapter 19, verse 1 through 10.
누가복음 9장 1절부터 10절의 말씀입니다.
And today's message title is When Jesus Came. Luke chapter 19. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, He has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, Today, salvation has come to this house because this man, too, is a son of Abraham. So the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. A few days ago, I found a newspaper column about Chinese proverb, a fox that borrows the authority of a tiger. The proverb's origin is a folk tale. A fox was caught by a tiger, and the fox lied to the tiger, saying, God sent me here as an apostle. If you eat me, you would go against God's will. Let's follow me. Everyone will escape from me. Then other animals escaped because they feared the tiger behind the fox. The fox looks triumphing. Scary thing is not that fox is sly, but the fox will forget he doesn't have any real power, just borrowed authority of the tiger. And he believes he really has power. Don't we rely on some power or money and accept them naturally and forget it's not our real? Sometimes, don't you think so? In this part, tax collector Zacchaeus appeared. Tax collectors discriminated as sinners because tax collectors collect too much money from Jews unfairly and lining their own pockets. Then Jews treat them like stranger who doesn't know God's law. So tax collectors borrows the Roman Empire's authority. So Jews said, sometimes tax collectors sold their souls for money. Especially Zacchaeus was Jericho's tax collector. Jericho was a big city. There were many markets, and he was head of tax collectors and earned a bunch of money and became wealthy. But how was his soul? Let's look at verse 3 through 4. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. Zacchaeus was wealthy, but he couldn't be satisfied. And he might feel loneliness, and he worries something, and struggling. He felt thirsty in his soul. He might realize his life was wrong. His life had been wrong, and he wanted to know what is right way for him. And he really wanted to see Jesus. When he knew Jesus came to Jericho, he thought he might change his life. In darkness, he asked for the light of hope. But already the crowds, there were big crowds around Jesus. And Zacchaeus was short, and he couldn't see Jesus. But Zacchaeus didn't give up. He abandoned his pride, and he didn't care what other people think. He didn't care his position of head of tax collectors, and like a child, he climbed up on the fig tree. Seriously, Zacchaeus asked for Jesus, and Jesus stopped under the Zacchaeus. And Jesus looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. He said, and Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus. Listening to Jesus calling, and he could near Jesus. He felt Jesus' mercy and love in the exchange. He repented his life, and he expressed how to pay back for the people he oppressed.
Meeting.
through the encounter with Jesus, Zakkai had changed. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. Jesus reached the Zacchaeus to meet him. It's wonderful. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, he has made everything beautiful in its time. So, in God's plan, Zacchaeus met Jesus. Zacchaeus encountered Jesus. As Zacchaeus met Jesus, and in our life, something happened in its time, and there are encounters in its time. And good place we are read to good place in its time. So I'm feeling God works for us in every second. My first encounter with Jesus was at sport gym in Yokosuka. Like Zacchaeus collect money. I focused on to gain good muscle when I felt emptiness. So I hope my muscle can change my life to good way. In that time, God sent two Christians to the gym. Through them, I met Jesus. And after that, in its time, I encountered seminary students, and I was read to seminary school. And in graduate year of the seminary school, Pastor Hon went to America to study. Then I was read to Tsujura Megumi Church. My experience was a series of the proof that God read me in its time. The good praise. I couldn't imagine such life. And God gave me beautiful wife to me. So I'm really feeling God has made everything beautiful in its time. Not only that, besides, when I wanted to know Tsujura area more, then I got new welfare position, which was really good for me because I didn't know Tsujura well, Tsujura city or Tsujura city area. Through pickup service for Kirakira service, I could know Tsujura area's road. And I could get chance to know every good restaurant in Tsujura with Kirakira Kai.
Tsujura의 맛있는 레스토랑을 밥을 먹을 수 있는
Through that position, I can know, I could know many roles around this area, in many restaurants. So God is living and working and prepare good things for me and gives me in its time. In the verse 5, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Jesus has mercy, and he reached to the spot under the tree and looked up Zacchaeus. Jesus' eyes has deep love. Zacchaeus would be surprised by Jesus was looking at him, because many people didn't look at his eyes. Because people say, all the people say, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. So Zacchaeus was discriminated. And Jesus looked at Zacchaeus' eyes with love and invite him. Let's look at verse 5. Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. Jesus called his name. Jesus knew his name, Zacchaeus. Jesus knew Zacchaeus everything and admit his existence and accepted him, and Jesus needed Zacchaeus' existence. Jesus knew who is Zacchaeus, and he invited him, come down immediately. You can be what you are. He doesn't care. When we left Jesus, God reached to each one of us and invite us, come to me, come back to me. In Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve went against God and left him. But God said to find them, "Where are you?" At that time, Adam and Eve were afraid and hid. But Zacchaeus near to Jesus with joy, So let's come back to God. Respond to Jesus' calling. Zacchaeus went to Jesus and accepted Jesus as a guest. And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Listening to the word, Zacchaeus replied, "Here and now I give half of my possession to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I repay back four times the amount." His word means to admit his sins and express his serious passion to be forgiven. He confessed his sins and he longed for God's forgiveness. And Jesus said, "Salvation has come." Zacchaeus was forgiven and he was salvated and called son of Abraham. And in Genesis, God talked to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless." Be blameless. God said, "Walk before me, not tiger, not money, just before me." He talked. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, "Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God." To Noah, Noah walked faithfully with God. To be blameless, we need to walk with God. Blameless contains the meaning with sincerity and integrity to God. So blameless man doesn't mean perfect, strong man. We need to be the man who respond to God with love and sincerity in the relationship based on God's love and trust. Trust to Him. Like Abraham and Noah, Zacchaeus started new life with Jesus. And like Zacchaeus, we want to walk with Jesus in the light.
있다고도 말할 수 있을 것입니다. 요한
in 1st John chapter 1 verse 7 through 9.
요한일서 1장 7절에서 9절의 말씀입니다.
1st John chapter 1 verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sins. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
하나님과 함께 주 함께 행하면 행하리라.
Walk with Jesus.
하나님께서는 우리 가운데 계신다고 하였습니다.
And Jesus is in the light, so we can walk with Jesus in the light.
신앙 클래스 기초 코스는 구원에 대해서 배우고 있습니다.
This month.
이거는 기초 코스 배움의 내용입니다만. 구원 받은 우리들의 걸음은 하나님과의 교제의 생활이며 또 그것은 빛 가운데를 걷는 것이다. 그것을 배웁니다. 우리들이 구원 받았으며 완전히 그 자리에서 깨끗한 받는 것이 아니라 빛 가운데서 하나님과 함께 걸어가는 것이 그 죄의
We have Faith class and basic course we are learning about salvation. Our Christian life is exchange with God.
교제 생활입니다. 그것은 하나님과의 교제이며 하나님과 하나님을 믿는 자들과
and exchange with
교제이며 또한
Christian's life is exchanging life with God and believers and the world that God loves, the exchange with Father God, Church, and our obstruction are fresh meat. In other words, ego, sins, distortion. There are many sins in our heart. Although we are salvated, still we have sins. We have old feature. And now, new feature, new character, spiritual character in our body. So we have sins. God forgave and purified the sins.
회개를 하며
If you can believe that you are braver, and Colossae, chapter 1, verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and praise Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. As Paul prayed, we are matured in wisdom and in understanding. that Spirit gives. So we need to grow in the knowledge of God. If we grow in the knowledge of God, God will God will be happy. Sanctification. Christian life is not limited to be brief Jesus. Brave Jesus can be justified and become God's children and be promised eternal life. Besides, now when we are living, God sanctifies us. And in that cross, we learned about paradox of sanctification. The more sanctified, the more we realize our sins and remove what we did. It's like dirt shows up more clearly in whiter cloth. God asks for us to have firm faith without doubt to God's forgiveness. Not perfect Christian. As he called Zacchaeus' name, he called our name, lead us to the light. And let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts in the Lord. Zacchaeus abandoned every wealth and followed Jesus. Like Zacchaeus, we wanted to be like him. We throw away everything except God and just follow God and boast God, boast in the Lord and rejoice ourselves because Jesus accepts us and make us realize our sins and purify us. And God make me live what I am. And God always give help in its time. Beautiful, beautifully. Let's pray for us.